Well, I will be honest that I am pretty exhausted today and thinking about a sermon and preparing a sermon. And I know that most of you are probably feeling the same way after this crazy week in which most of us did not have any heat or electricity or water. And so this sermon today is going to be pretty abbreviated just for that reason, but also it's important for us to continue to look at God's Word even so. And there's a truth I want you to see or be reminded about this week, and that's, I can't even talk right now. There is a truth that I want you to be reminded of this week, and that is that God loves us. God loves us. God loves you. And it's important to be reminded about, especially weeks like this, because it's hard. We are tired, and at times you can just kind of lose focus of spiritual things because you're just so focused on like, man, I'm cold, I'm mad. I'm mad at the government. I'm mad at the weather. I open the door and I see snow and I hate it. So like for today, especially for me, I sat down and I was like, what do I even say? How do you respond? Like, and I just started reading and I was like, let me turn to Romans. And I just was struck by a couple passages in Romans that are key passages in the book. But the theme of it is this, is that God loves us. And so I'm just going to read a couple passages to you. I'm just going to go from one to the other because I just want you to hear from the Word of God how He feels towards you and what He has done for you through Jesus' death on the cross. And so I'm going to go Romans 3, starting in verse 21, and then I'm going to go to Romans 5 and then to Romans 8. And I just want to read these passages to you. And then I want to say something. We'll go back to Romans 5 and look at that for just a second. And so here's starting in Romans 3 in verse 21. It says, "But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed, attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe, since there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and they are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God presented Him as an atoning sacrifice in His blood, received through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His restraint, God passed over the sins previously committed. God presented Him to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time, so that He would be righteous and declare righteous the one who has faith in Jesus." And here's Romans 5, starting in verse 1. "Therefore, since we have been declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have also obtained access through Him by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also rejoice in our afflictions, because we know that the affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope. And this hope will not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For rarely will someone die for a just person. Though for a good person, perhaps someone might even dare to die. But God proves His own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we have now been declared righteous by His blood, will we be saved through Him from wrath? For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, then how much more, having been reconciled, will we be saved by His life? And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received this reconciliation." And then look over at Romans 8, verse 1. "Therefore, There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, since it was weakened by the flesh, God did. He condemned sin in the flesh by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh as a sin offering, in order that the law's requirement would be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And look at verse 31. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He did not even spare His own Son, but offered Him up for us all. How will He not also with Him grant us everything? Who can bring an accusation against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. God is the one who condemns. Christ Jesus is the one who died, but even more, has been raised. He also is at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, because of you, we are being put to death all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers present, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's pray real quick, and then I want to take a second to go back and look at something in Romans 5. And so, Father, we come before You. We just thank You. We just stop to thank You for Your word. Just for the hope that it gives us and the reminder that it gives us of Your love that You have for us and You've displayed for us through Jesus' death on the cross. And so we pray that You would help us to remember that. Just to be reminded so that way we can walk in freedom, just with hope, even through weeks like this past week where everything seems to go wrong, where everyone's got broken pipes, and to where we can just be refreshed in You by Your word, that You are present and that You care, and that You have given us the ultimate way to demonstrate that You love us. And so it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So go back to Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 6. And while some of you are turning there, when I was in seventh grade, I think I might have told you this story before, I don't really remember. But when I was in seventh grade, I tried out for the basketball team. And I got cut. And so I made the first day, and then I had to go back on a Saturday for this, like the second round. I got cut from the second round. I didn't make the A, B, or C team. Which is really bad for me because my older sister, Laura, made A team in every sport. She was always A team starter. And so I was like, no, I'm going to be the same. I'm going to go do it. And I got cut in seventh grade. And so that was a hard day for me. And so on the way home, my mom picked me up and she was driving me home on Cherry Lane. And we stopped at a 7-Eleven or whatever that gas station is at the corner of 7-Eleven or at the corner of Cherry Lane and 30. And I went in there and I got the largest Dr. Pepper you could ever buy, 72 ounces. The cup was like this. So I'm like, I go get this cup and I'm carrying it out to the car just to drown my sorrows in Dr. Pepper. And I don't know if that's the reason that I got cut because that's the way I live my life or not. But regardless, I took my Dr. Pepper home, and I told my mom, I said, can you not tell Laura that I got cut today? We'll just like wait to let the news come out. But you know, after I got home, you want to know what thought never crossed my mind? I wonder if my dad still loves me. That thought never once crossed my mind. Why? Because I knew in that moment what was true for me. Is that my dad's love for me was not based out of any skill that I demonstrated or out of any accomplishment that I achieved. It was never based on anything that I have done, but it was based on the fact that I was my dad's son. And I knew that. And so I never worried driving home as to whether my dad loved me and was proud of me, because I already knew that was the case. He loved me simply because he loved me, not because of something I did to earn it. Now, I'm telling you that now because that is the promise of Romans for you and me who believe in Jesus, is that that same thing that was true for my dad and that he loved me, whether I made the basketball team or not, is the same for God, in that his love for you and his love for me is not based out of the strength of your faith. And it's not based out of anything you've achieved or accomplished or the amount of times that you have attended church or the amount of good things you've done or the amount of broken pipes you did or did not have this past week. God's love for you is not based in you. What Romans tells us over and over and over again is that God's love for you is based in the blood of Jesus shed on the cross. That is the basis of God's love for you. And that's a promise that I want you to remember, especially this week, is that Jesus' death on the cross is the basis of God's love. And I want you to hear and be reminded of the freedom that that gives to you and me. Because this week we got frustrated, we got weary, we're exhausted, we're cooped up, and we can feel like we're not as spiritually as we want to be, or spiritual as we want to be. We feel like things aren't going as well as we want them to go. We feel like we're not the most important people in the world because we don't have power and other people do. And we can turn our world in on us and just feel crummy about it. But the truth of the gospel is that God loves you based off of Jesus' death on the cross, not based out of how your week went. And that is a good reminder for me. And here's what's left for you to do with it. Believe it. That's what's left for you, is to believe it. Look at Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 8. Go down to verse 8. Look what it says. But God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we have now been declared righteous by his blood, will we be saved through him from wrath? For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, then how much more, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life? And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received this reconciliation. Hear this and be reminded of this great truth that we find in the gospel, that we find in the book of Romans for us, is that God's love for you is not based out of your good weeks. It is based out of Jesus' death on the cross. And so rest in that. Rest in that. And then praise Jesus for all that he's done for us. And so if you're listening to this, I want you to hear this. If you're listening to this and you have not given your life to follow Jesus, you have the ability to be loved by God in the same way through Jesus' death on the cross. You have this same ability. Here's what you do. Believe in Jesus. Believe that he died and that he rose again and that his death accomplishes all that was necessary to gain God's love. It's all based in Jesus, not in you. That's what you believe. And then, for all of us, based out of gratitude then for what Jesus did and how God feels towards us, we repent of our sins or the ways in which we have rebelled against God's good design for our world. And then we turn and we follow Christ and live obediently to Him and what He tells us in His Word. That is what the Christian life looks like. Not to earn anything. Not to earn anything, but because we have already been given His love. And so we allow that to build up affections within us back towards Him. And so if that's you, I would like you to let us know. If you go to normandale.org, there's two links there. One of them says, connect with us, and the other one says, how can we pray with you? And if you have questions about following Jesus, or if you have done that, if you said, I never believed in Him, but today God spoke to me through His Word, and I want to follow this Jesus because He has done everything necessary to gain God's love for me, let us know, because we want to help connect you to a life group and to a discipleship group. And so go to connect with the link that says connect with us on normandale.org and let us know. Just fill in your information and we'll get in contact with you this week. But for everyone who's listening, be reminded, God loves you. And it's based off of Jesus and His death on the cross. And so therefore, rest in that this week. After this hard week, let me pray. Father, I come before you. And we just thank you for Christ. We thank you for His death on the cross in our place, earning everything necessary for your love for us. And so I pray for rest for us, just a spiritual refreshment after this week, just to be at peace. Just to turn to you and to feel a desire to turn to you and turn to your word. And so I pray that you capture our hearts with this, just with this reminder. And allow us to move forward in this week praising you, even with homes being flooded, churches being flooded, to know that you are still good and you still love us and you're still on your throne. And so it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.